Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. It's that time of the week that I love so much. It's time for this week's special guest. And this week's special guest is special indeed. The one and only joining me live in studio is the man himself, God knows.
Yo, 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 what up, Katie?
Oh my God, I'm so excited to have you on. I don't even know where to begin. God knows. Let's start with who you are, what you do.
Okay, so if you don't know me, my name is God Knows. I'm an MC from Shannon, County Clare. Been working in Limerick since 2013, which is why many, when they think of me and my story, they think of Limerick. But that's where I work, and I also take that as my second home. And I represent my county, I represent my country with the pen and music. I do hip hop music. Been fortunate enough to be part of two Choice Prize winning albums.
It's endless, God knows, of your talent. If you were to describe your music to me, how would you describe it?
Rap music from the southwest of Ireland with African influences.
I love that. I would say that your music is very truth telling.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that a good enough statement? Would that be true?
Oh yeah, for sure. 100%. My favorite type of music, especially hip-hop music, is honest. So I just try to embody that as much as I can.
Tell me, you were on the Tommy Tiernan show of recent. How was that experience?
It was, Katie, I can't lie to you. It was phenomenal. Like, it was, I can't even say life-changing. It was really, really, like, it was awesome, man. Like, the reason why I say it was awesome is because it's not my first time being on the Tommy Show. This is, in fact, my fourth time doing something with Tommy. I did three on the Tommy Tiernan Show and then one outside broadcast. Not broadcast, it was during the pandemic. But all those were performances prior. And this time is the first time that I sat on the couch and spoke to him. Not on the couch, but whatever the seats are. And that was life transforming, mainly because of the love and support I'm getting from my community, all of them, whether it's my rap community, my local community, the international diaspora community. Like, it's just everyone is really seeing the many layers that I was talking about on there. So that's really what has impacted me the most, is the response from people.
I love that, though. You deserve that response.
Thank you, Katie, man.
Where did it all begin? Take us back a little. When did you know that music was your life and music was something you were going to pursue?
Oof. Wow, that's a very, 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 very good question. I knew that music would be something I wanted to do for the rest of my life because my uncle was famous in Zimbabwe, very famous. He played with Bob Marley. He spent 13 weeks at number one on what would be our charts, our Top of the Pops. So they would do like a TV show, which was Top of the Pops. And his video and his song in the country was number one for 13 weeks. And there was other songs that were number one during his career, but not as long as the one in 1993. But at the same time, like, his love for music was something that I believe my parents have had all their life. So in my house, there was never any moment when there wasn't music. So I credit my parents more than anyone else for the love that I have for music. But I've always known that I wanted to do music. The fact that my uncle was famous just kind of made it more clearer to me.
I love that. So you come from a musical background.
Yeah, facts, yeah.
And tell me, when you are making your music, I feel like your music blends Irish and African influences in such a unique way. How do you balance these different elements while keeping it so fresh?
Oof, that's, well, Katie, that's why you are what you are, man. That's a very, very good question. The balance is kept by me being sane, like, meaning that, like, I'm still friends with the same people that I went to school with. I still go to the same church. I still do my 10,000 steps behind the Shannon Estuary. Like, I still do the same exact things I was doing as a child.
You stay humble.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say stay humble, right? I would just say stay consistent. I stay consistently who I am. And I think that's what keeps
my music relatable. I think that I probably wouldn't be someone you want to keep listening to if I was making music that was something that you're like, nah, that's a lie. That man is lying. That's not him. And I think my favorite type of music is the realest. And that's what I try to do. And that balance is very important, meaning that sometimes I take my time out from doing music and I just live life. I hang out with my friends. I see my goddaughter. I see my nephew. I spend time with my mom and my dad. Like, that stuff is what keeps me sharp, because I have stuff to talk about that's real whenever I do go back to writing.
That's why we love you so much. Honestly, I love that answer. And speaking of your honest lyrics, like, you tackle deep themes like identity, immigration and belonging. Do you find it challenging to be so open in your music, or is that something that comes naturally to you?
You know what? Man, these questions. Whoa. Man, you're like Tommy. You're giving Tommy a run for his money right now. You know, especially right now, since the Conor McGregor thingy as well. I think that speaking truth helps people understand the why, because you don't know why someone is saying that. And shout out to Garen as well. Like, everyone has an opinion, and I think checks and balances are now out the window, because everybody believes that they are a pundit. And even if when they don't want to, like Garen, if you don't know, look it up. You're forced to now be put on a pedestal that you're not ready for, because not everyone will do the research. Not everyone will go and do what a journalist does, because they're not a journalist. They're just doing what they're doing. They just happen to be gifted. And now everybody wants a platform, and not everyone should be given the role that we give our MPs and our politicians, because they went to school for that. So for me, I just try to make sure that whatever I'm doing is researched as much as I can. And I try to make sure that whatever I'm talking about is coming from a place of truth, because the truth is the truth. You might not like it, but it's the truth. And I try to deliver it in love so that you know. And I also try not to be preachy. So I'm just, that's why I always say, in my humble opinion, yeah. And I always try to make sure, like, you know, I'm not saying this is the blanket truth. I always make sure that, yo, from my purview, this is what I see. And I'm just giving you my observation, but I also make sure that observation is never from a place of ignorance, arrogance, or from a place of being above regular people. I am a regular person after all. Like, you know, I like my tea with a bit of banya. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, so that's why I always try to make sure that when the trolls come, when they will come, and when people who want to have a earnest debate come, I have something to give them. I'm not just going to shy away and say, no, I don't want to talk about it. If I said it, I meant it. And you feeling how you feel about it is good. It means that we can either have discourse. And if you're a troll, it means I just ignore you. But I confront you, but I ignore you. Because you clearly don't love your life either. So, like, I'm available to have a discourse when the time indeed comes. So all the touchy touch subjects I speak on, I believe that they're important and they need to be highlighted, because that's why I do my art.
Yeah, and this is why I said to you a while ago, you are staying humble, because I'm a big believer, no matter how far you go in your career, no matter how big you get, as long as you stay relatable and humble and honest and pursue things in life with pure intentions, you will always come out on top. You will always, you know, have the best people surrounding you. So that's what I meant when I said to you a while ago, you're staying humble, God knows.
Thank you. That means a lot, Katie. And I pray that I stay the same for the rest of my life.
For sure. Listen, you have a new project, a new song. I'm obsessed. It's called The Art of Alienation. Tell me all about this. I'm big into knowing the meaning behind songs.
Thank you for asking. And the song is called The Art of Alienation. It is about growing up in Shannon, County Clare. And it is about being a first generation immigrant and making my way through teenage life and the complications of being from the diaspora while also hanging on to what it means to be Irish in 2001 and beyond, because that's when I was from 11 onwards. I think that it's unique. I think that Shannon's story is unique. I mean, we gave the world the duty free. Shout out to Brendan O'Regan, a Six Mile Bridge native. He transformed my part of the world. And it was a salute to him, but also it was a salute to growing up in Shannon Town and the unique perspective that gave me, and knowing that some of my friends come from Northern Ireland and their family comes from Northern Ireland, and what it was like for them navigating Shannon, and for us who came from overseas, what it was like for us navigating. And I just thought it was just a great place for us all to converge, which is why it's the art of alienation, because it didn't take a lot to be alienated, but at the same time, it didn't take a lot to belong either. So shout to all of the banner. Shout to Shannon.
I love that. I literally have chills. Like, I love that. Absolutely love that. People, if they want to follow you, if they want to download your music, if they want to support you, tell us everywhere where they can go.
So if you want to follow me, it is God Knows MC on Instagram. It is God Knows RF on Twitter, but I wouldn't recommend Twitter right now. It's a bit wild over there. And on TikTok, I'm on TikTok as well. But Instagram is where you find the real me. I feel like I still don't know how to navigate TikTok. Shout out to my little brother and my sister. They know how to navigate that world better than me. I'm a millennial, all right? Holla at me on Instagram. We can actually talk. Everywhere else, yeah, Facebook, that's for my mom and my dad. But Instagram is where you'll find the real God Knows.
Yeah, right? I'm with you. I am no
And good. Of course, I'm on, Apple Music, Spotify, blah, all your places you get music. But I would say if you want to support local independent artists like myself, then go on Bandcamp and don't just buy my music. Buy other people from the Southwest as well. There's Hazy Hayes, Strange Boy, Citrus. There's so many artists. Godwin and 40 Hertz. So many people from the Southwest that I think need a look in that are not getting enough of a look in right now. But check them all out. I'm God Knows. If you want to know me, I'm right here, man.
Okay, one final question before we go. Give me a name of an artist that you look up to in 2025. So give me a name of an artist that you feel you resonate with.
Oh, man, I'm going to stick to local, man. I'm going to keep it simple. And I'll tell you why as well. It's my brother Merle.
Yes.
Merle produced Denise Chyla's Go Bravely, all of it. And he's a 2-time Choice Award recipient. He made my new track, The Art of Alienation. He's also the most meek gentleman that I've ever had the pleasure of getting to know. I always said it to anyone who ever listened to me since I met him all those years ago. My life changed because I saw someone who took what I love very seriously, but also took being a good person very seriously. Not one day did he ever switch up on anyone, whether they done him wrong or done him right. So I look up to my brother.
I love that. What a way to end today's chat. God Knows, you are an absolute gent, and I am honestly honored to call you my friend. All that's left to do is for you to introduce your brand new single here on Spin Now.
Yo, this is God Knows. This is my brand new track entitled The Art of Alienation, produced by Merle, additional bass and guitar by Danny Lanham, and additional vocals by Godwin. Look out for it. Go buy it. Go listen to it wherever you get music. See you soon.